you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a crabby Monday, everybody. Crab diving live, coming at you from Los Angeles, California, here in Koreatown, the occasionally fetid, but mostly really nice, Koreatown, USA, Los Angeles, California. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live. If it's a few minutes after 2 in the p.m. on the Pacific Coast or 5 on the Eastern Type Coast, then you're listening to us live right now. Otherwise, this is a rerun. Thank you for taking us into your ear holes either way. My name is Patrick Bio.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We are fetid.
We are.
Occasionally.
Well, the neighborhood is. Well, yeah, I guess we're occasionally.
We are in the neighborhood.
I'm sure I'm fetid occasionally.
Jesus. Do you think you smell like Koreatown since you've lived here so long?
It depends on what the neighbor is cooking.
Do you take on the odor of your surroundings?
Yeah. It smells like kimchi.
Happy President's Day.
Happy fucking President's Day, everybody. We're really excited here. We're going to have the usual crab diving luau.
Luau.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Political boy.
Yeah, we're burying a pig in the backyard right now.
God, I wish I had a political blog. I would call it Political Poi.
Political Poi. Then you'd have to move to Hawaii.
Why? Who says you have to move to Hawaii to have that, though? What if you just like poi?
Move to Hawaii. I think that's our next Kickstarter.
I would move to
move
Hawaii.
Move the crabs to Hawaii.
Oh, God. Away from this fetid place.
Away from this fetid
horrendous
place. Then we could adjust the time of the show. I wonder if that would help or hurt us.
I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know what. What time zone is Hawaii on? Pacific? Hawaiian?
No, aren't they? Middle of the Pacific time. Who knows what the hell time it is out in Hawaii?
Fuck them. I mean, you know.
Mahala haleki loko.
Mekaleka hi, meka heini ho. Go fuck yourself.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. Join in the convo if you like. Give us a call on the telephone machine, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
Skype is up.
Skype us mofos. It's our screen name, which is crab diving. One word, as in going in the water and looking for crustacea.
Yes.
Crab diving, one word.
Right. Again, cam models, please quit requesting our contact information via Skype. We are not interested.
Is that going on a lot on Skype?
Nah, I'm just kidding. Just this one, Amanda, she's a stripper. She requested our contact information last week at some point. I have not responded.
I know Facebook.
Oh,
there's a lot of that going on.
A lot of it.
Is that because of the Tinder thing, do you think, maybe? Because doesn't Tinder kind of tap into your... taps into your Facebook.
I think it taps
profile.
into your heart.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that the idea?
That's exactly
I have a digital match.
For.
I found someone on the internet that could fuck me after they get to know me.
Yeah, I want a long term relationship. swipe.
Right.
This person looks like my potential soulmate. Right. Swipe.
Oh my God, I just found a girl with a pulse.
That's about
swipe.
It. What time of night is
yes.
it?
Yes.
And how many
she has two eyes.
Bud Lights deep are you in?
Bud Light. We should get them as a sponsor.
We should get anybody as a sponsor. Go to info@crabdiving.com.
Please.
Tweet us if you like. Also during the show, Ryan keeps one of his eyeballs peeled over on the Twitter machine. @crabdiving. A lot of excitement going on here on the network, 24/7 for your ear holes. We stream out all kinds of entertainment, new, brand new sparkling shows coming soon, a couple of brand new podcasts, and brand new episodes, of course, of all the great entertainment that's here, the Hollywood Hick, hopefully tonight. I believe. We may have a new pieces of silver.
I hope so.
From the ether soon.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
But definitely don't forget Morningwood tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m. And then Cantalinguists, 4 p.m.
Did we say the Daily Upper Decker?
On Wednesdays at 8 p.m. our Sportstastic show.
Speaking of Twitter, by the way, Tickle Top Atheists, we have been added to that list. Big news.
Tickle Top?
Right.
Atheists.
Yes, and Dinosaur News has favorited one of our tweets. Shout out to you guys.
Speaking of Dinosaur News, that one story that you posted on our Facebook page, go to Facebook. Crab Diving is our profile there.
Ooh, I was approved to that group, by the way. I totally forgot about it. I could look at what they post.
Seriously, Christians against dinosaurs. Yeah. And I still am not convinced that it's not a brilliant satire. I just can't imagine that these people are real, but there's so much content that they put out. There's a YouTube channel too. They put out a number of videos where they're saying they want the whole concept of dinosaurs taken out of science. They want it out of the classroom. And the most recent video, which is on our Facebook, there's a link to it, is this ninny, this screeching, hopefully it's an actress pretending to be a screeching ninny young Earth creationist. It's the world's only 6,000 years old, and she pours out some cracked cement, and she's like, or concrete.
Yes.
I don't know which to call it. And she pours it out, and she's like, "This is what people find when they say they found dinosaur bones."
You know, I can't quite figure this out. I think it might be satire, but if anybody wants in, I'll request to join the group. I'll put you in. It's a closed group, but I think I can approve people now that I'm in.
Oh, I wonder if they're how many are in the group? Does it say?
How do you tell?
I just wonder if they're accepting all
11,082 members strong.
And are people, what are the comments like? Are people shitting on them, or are people like, "Ooh, yeah, you're right.
Welcome to all the great members who make this group. We all know God never created dinosaurs."
The responses.
I don't know.
Are the responses, like the comments, are they allowing comments?
Well, for instance, this guy just said, "If dinosaurs aren't real, what's this?" And it's a picture of some science-y guy brushing off a fossil or dinosaur bones in the desert somewhere.
See, I'm wondering if it might be brilliant parody.
I do not know.
You know what I mean? Don't you think like a real... real Christian ninnies who were 100% serious about it would block out all that shit. They would dump that in a microsecond because they can't allow debate.
Yeah. Well, listen to this post. "I took my children to the dentist, and what did I spy on the shelves for kids? Toy dinosaurs. I talked to the hygienist about removing them. She seemed to think they were harmless. Can you imagine? How rude." That seems like bullshit. That can't be real.
What is...
Yeah, anyway. I think it might be brilliant satire. Good for them then.
Agreed.
But again, that's Poe's Law, right? Where these extremists are so nuts now that even a parody, an extreme parody, you can't tell the difference between what might be the real thing and an extreme parody.
You know what I mean?
Because the reality is so fucking crazy in itself.
I cannot... Oh, God. "Hypnotherapist book for Monday. Going to get all dinosaur-related thoughts and memories blocked for good." See, I think this is bullshit.
Yeah,
I think somebody's trying to be funny.
I think there's some shenanigans going on over there, but good for them. We can see what's going on here in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I frankly am not that up on what the headlines are this morning. I've been bouncing around doing bullshit.
Yes.
So let's have Sarah Palin take us into the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower.
Fetid.
In Los Angeles, California. The headlines, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to check out what's going on. Since we're fair and fucking balanced here, we go to the Commie Pinko Liberal
Feet.
Huffington Post, Ariana Huffington's haven of progressivitude.
Yes.
Progressivitude? Progressivinitis.
Progressalicious. Who knows?
And then we give fair and balanced time. So we go over to the lunatic haven of the Drudge Report, see what Matt Drudge is dredging.
Hello, stupid.
Over there. And the loonies of the right, the knuckle draggers, are taken in to their stupid brains.
Yeah.
Right now on the Huffington Post, the headline is breaking news. It says, out in the cold, government safety net leaves nation's neediest behind. And there's a link to the New York Times.
Oh.
The, what do they call it? The gray lady? Was that what they called it in New York?
Yes.
Or something like that? I knew some gray ladies. The
last name Gray, or were they actually gray?
They were just, you know, they weren't well.
Oh.
The safety net helped keep Camille Saunders from falling, but not Charles Constance. The difference, one has a job, one does not. So there's, I think it's some personal stories of what's going on, with helping those that need assistance here in America. And if you're a frequent listener to the show and you like us and you agree with us, you probably won't be surprised to find out that, you know, the poor people are getting shat upon these days.
Yeah. Well, some people pay for that.
Those that don't have, yes. Well, right.
Here.
But these people aren't making money.
Check out my glass coffee table.
Receiving the feces from
right.
above.
It's not good.
And the number of homeless is growing. I saw a statistic the other day that says, this should be zero. Like, homeless children. Homeless children.
Are we in a Dickens novel?
They're trying. Yeah. Well, yes. And the fucking right, the Koch brothers, those with their tongues lavishing the starfish of those nasty old oligarchs.
Right.
Are wanting to send it there more. Well, you know, I think we should look what's happening with the fucking assholes in goddamn Congress right now. Well, you know, I think we should just Paul Ryan, that ninny, that
he's the worst.
Dick cheese.
He's not the worst, but geez, he's such an asshole.
Yeah, Dick Cheesehead.
Yes,
he from Wisconsin came out with his fucking budget, which is basically tax cuts for the rich, raise taxes on the middle class and the poor.
Wow. That's nice.
Let those takers pay. And slash all those takers programs.
Yeah. Why doesn't he start deploying boiling oil? Pouring it all over us poor people, you know?
They're going to have to. The funny thing is, who are they going to find to be their soldiers of fortune when the fortune doesn't mean anything?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
That sounds like,
if they think they have their little,
is that a song lyric?
Private fiefdoms that are going to protect them from the brown people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When the apocalypse hits. Well, if the economy completely collapses, which is what they're kind of sending it to, then their nine zeros, ten zeros in an electronic account in the Caymans is going to mean,
it's meaningless.
Exactly what drizzled out of Kate's little asshole a few minutes ago out in the yard.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, nothing drizzled out of her asshole. She, no, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
It was an unsuccessful trip out before the show, by the way. I usually take Kate out before the show so she can go to the bathroom and not have to go during the show. She wouldn't go. She just wouldn't. She doesn't.
She was not that far, that long prior.
Well, okay.
So she maybe she shouldn't have
so
one in the
frustrating.
Chamber.
I felt like I failed.
Failed. Couldn't get the dog to shit.
No.
But yeah, that's what it's worth. So,
no, fuck everyone then, right? I mean, I don't know what else to.
So according to the New York Times, this country is falling apart in how it takes care of the poorest in the country.
Great.
To which our knuckle dragging fucking Anne Rind asshole sucking.
Yes.
Moron, libertarian, GOP fuck ninnies would say, good. Good. It's really like a weird kind of like eugenics that they're pushing. You know,
it's
I mean,
strange.
They're really trying to. I think they're just trying to starve out the poor. That's their.
Yeah.
That's their. They're not trying to say we're going to empower them to do better.
Well, these one percenters, you said it. You used to say it's like it's they're in a video game where they're just trying to rack up zeros in their score and fuck everyone else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Monopoly.
Yeah. I'm getting my pitchfork. We're gonna burn some tires. Make up a big barricade in the middle of the street.
Really?
Bust I mean, out the, some Les Mis.
The photograph on the New York Times is this guy who's 53, who's got a 9-year-old kid.
Yes.
Crazy enough.
Yeah. Why would you have a 9-year-old if you're 53?
Until recently,
is that your question?
Yeah. Until recently, they had been living at a homeless shelter.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
why doesn't that guy get a job? Why doesn't he get a job and buy a house and live the American dream?
And we've said it before. There's been, you know, study after study in some of the more civilized fucking countries on this world, of which, by the way,
yes,
our Alaska correspondent sent me a story about, we're going to talk about the journalism. The Journalists Without Borders came out with its yearly report scoring countries in the world.
Right.
And how free the journalists are per country.
How did we do?
Oh, we're way up there because, you know, America's great. Yeah. America is great and wonderful and the best at everything. If you consider 49th.
Ooh.
The best.
Is our journalistic,
at everything.
Is our journalistic freedom restricted from the state or the big corporations that pull the little puppet strings?
Both.
Yes.
And fuck the Obama administration on this thing, too, because they really have done a shitty job of, well, they've done a great job of trying to suppress.
They're not transparent, correct?
And they've continued this bullshit that started with the Cheney administration, or the Cheney Führership.
Right.
You know, keep everything quiet if you release anything, like this WikiLeaks thing. They should be not all that pissed off about the WikiLeaks thing and going after these journalists and shit. There was a journalist not that long ago that they went after who reported a story, and it was somebody in the CIA, and they wanted him to release the name of that guy. In other words, they wanted to out the whoever leaked in the CIA that found all these shenanigans, these horrible shenanigans that happened. So this administration is really shit-tastic at going after.
God, that sucks.
Whistleblowers and stuff like that. Not good. Not good.
I thought we had a whistleblower law, don't we? But that's for companies, correct? Like if there's a guy at a company that sees something horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, and but the GOP, too, have been trying to get rid of those.
Gop.
they've been trying to get rid of those like a crazy. I recently saw something. This is Wisconsin. You know what they're trying to do in Wisconsin? They're trying to, you know, there's Scott Walker. Scott Walker, well, I'm going to punt on that one.
God, what an idiot.
I don't know about that. You know, that's something that I shouldn't talk about, that evolution thing that, there, you know, because it's not good for politicians to talk about.
Who coaches that guy or helps him? Who's his advisor? Because we talked about it a lot on Friday or maybe Thursday. If someone asks you if you're for or against evolution, don't you have to be definitive and say, yes, I'm for it, or yes, I believe in it, or no, I don't believe in it? Because any other question pisses off both groups, you know?
Well, yeah, and
any other answer to that question would piss off both groups.
And haven't they learned every single poll shows that when they do shit like that is when they really make themselves, they go down in the poll.
Right. Just say it's bullshit. If Scott Walker's thing is he doesn't believe in evolution, just say, that's fucking bullshit, man. It's ridiculous. I've never heard of anything so stupid.
Well,
say that.
He tried to sprout a curly one on his balls later on Twitter.
I've never tried that on Twitter.
When he was like, you know, my faith allows both science and God to coexist or something like that. You know, he's tap dancing.
Yeah. He's rationalizing or whatever.
But also, how many of the... How many of the youpers in fucking, well, youpers, the youpers is youper. How many of the
right. And doesn't youper refer to people that live in
Upper
a certain
peninsula, yeah.
certain place in Michigan, though? I thought they were in
That's
Michigan.
That's the UP, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But because people in Wisconsin make fun of the youper.
Oh, do they really? Up in northern Wisconsin?
That's why, well, I lived there for a while. That's why
Jesus
that just came
Christ.
Out, that horribly anti-youper statement. I apologize, Greg.
Those guys make fun of youpers. That blows my mind.
Well, everybody's got to make fun of somebody.
Right. Everybody in Georgia makes fun of people from Alabama. They call them stupid and inbred, you know? I mean...
so... I forgot what my point was in Wisconsin.
I don't know.
Scott Walker. What he's doing.
He's loved by the Upers and hated by the Libs in Madison.
Oh, he's had some shenanigans of journalists who have been looking into and doing these freedom of information requests and shit, you know, trying to shine a light on some of his shenanigans. And they're trying to put together a bill now that would say, well, journalists can't do that. Like, this law would apply to political figures and... like basically saying, well, you can't go after political figures when they're in office.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, this is how terrifying these people, these idiots are. You know, it's just something that one moron put out, I'm sure, at the legislature, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
But nonetheless, somebody
has to decide on that.
And somebody who is representing other people decided
terrifying.
that was a valid idea. Yes, let's take away the journalist's ability to investigate people who are in office. Because, you don't want to hurt the people who are in office. They're just doing what's best for us.
Why don't we turn the whole fucking country into Russia, guys?
Fucking morons.
Eat me. God, by the way, speaking of Wisconsin, their favorite word for penis is, take a guess, cheese log.
It is not.
It is. That's what it says on this map.
That's full of shit.
Did you see that map I put on Facebook?
I did. That's full of shit.
I know.
It's penis. It's
but
dick.
They're funny.
They are funny though.
In Florida, they like the term fuck fin.
Like, hey, have you ever heard that before?
Never.
Well, there you go.
Check out in Maine, globster. God, that's a good one.
Globster is. I'm envious of that one.
Creep wand is Texas.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. A butt beak. I'd love to tell you what state that word is. Who likes butt beak? But I can't tell what state that is because it's in the middle of the fucking country. What is that? Look at this. What state is that? Is that
Colorado?
That's really Colorado,
yeah.
Is it? Nebraska fat candle. This is totally bullshit. Go on Facebook. See.
I wonder what the. Scientific method used was to get
to,
did they call up people and say, hey, we're calling from a polling station. What's your favorite word for penis?
In West Virginia, it's John Denver.
I mean, can you?
I don't know.
He'd be thrilled. Well, that's his legacy.
Listen,
almost heaven.
Don't worry about your legacy when you're busy building your own planes. You're flying
going.
Off into Never Never Land. And God, I mean, there's plenty of other planes, John, that were built by. I don't know, aeronautical engineers. You can fly in those planes. Or you can fly in a plane built by somebody that plays a guitar and sings, like, pleasant songs.
That's really what he's known for. It's really kind of sad. I mean, he had a lot of great, fun songs for that. And then an amazing acting career, right?
Yeah.
He was in Oh God.
Oh, my God. Was he really?
That was him with George Burns.
God.
John Denver and George Burns were the original Oh God kids back in the 1740s.
Can you imagine... George Burns. I mean, that guy was a big star for years. And someone comes to him and says, listen, we have the perfect guy we're going to pair you with in this movie. Are you ready? John fucking Denver. Like, he acts? Does he act? Does he really?
He's probably like, who?
Who cares?
Who?
Yeah. It was like, bring me Steve McQueen for this project. I don't want fucking John Denver.
So that's the headline. In the HuffPo is that this country's doing a shitty job of taking care of its poor.
Yeah.
What a shock. I'm not surprised.
Bummer.
Now, the headline. What do you think? What do you think Drudge is going to be?
Well, listen, last week, every day I guessed illegal immigration, and I was right a good bit of the time. This time I will go with Mexicans.
Mexicans for the win.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Sadly.
Ebola.
Well, you know, there was a pretty big beheading that occurred.
Oh, my God.
So any chance to enforce
right.
the fact that ISIS is hiding underneath your bed, everybody? The photograph is a screen cap of the mass beheading on the beach that they staged of a bunch of Coptic Christians from Egypt. And Egypt, I think, Egypt has already, kind of like Jordan did when they set that pilot on fire.
Yeah.
Egypt bombed the fuck out of them. The the ISIS, the headline on the Drudge Report is a screen cap of the guys in all the orange jumpsuits kneeling down with the
that's horrendous.
The brave ISIS fighters behind them with their faces covered on the beach before they laid them all face down and beheaded all of them.
Oh my God.
And the headline on Drudge is, "We will conquer Rome."
What does that mean?
That means they're going to take over all of Europe, is ISIS. What ISIS is saying, yeah. Video prompts Egypt to bomb ISIS. Christians beheaded. Reverend Graham, is that Billy Graham? That can't be Billy Graham.
I have no idea.
Is he still talking about stuff?
Is he still alive?
He is.
I mean, we would hear if he passed away, correct?
Yeah, I think. Huh. Franklin Graham, his heinous crotch spawn.
Did they come out saying this was bad? Wow.
On Facebook, the militant Islamic terrorist group ISIS has released a video called "A Message Signed with Blood to the Nation of the Cross," showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians who had been kidnapped in Libya. Here we go. Now, here we go. Because instead of this Christo cunt, Franklin Graham, who is really one of the more heinous anti-gay speakers out there, and because of the fact that he came scrabbling out of Billy Graham's wife's vajayjay, apparently makes him heir to the direct hotline to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because these dumb fucking Christians that just sit there with their mouths open like birds waiting for whatever little cum drizzle comes out of their little white wankers. These fucking preachers.
That's a good one.
He's inherited this snake oil.
I'm awaiting the bounty from this white wanker. I'm a little bird. poor bird.
So Jesus. Right away he makes it political.
Yeah.
He goes on, "Can you imagine the outcry if 21 Muslims have been beheaded by Christians?"
Yeah, it would be there would be an outcry, just like there was an outcry for this. This is all bad.
Well, he's talking about our current government, okay. Led by the Muslim in chief, you know. Where is the universal condemnation by Muslim leaders around the world? Where has this...
There's always condemnation for this.
Where has he been?
Yeah, he's an idiot. Who knows? I mean, how old is Billy Graham? 90
this
million?
No, this is Franklin.
I know. I'm just trying to guess how old...
Franklin?
Well, Franklin's old as fuck,
he's
too.
He's got to be in his 60s or 70s, yeah, right?
He doesn't know. He sits around all day watching the 700 Club with his buddy Pat Robertson.
This guy is much more heinous. Yeah. I think Pat Robertson is... Even more clownish.
Pat Robertson's a media mogul. He's just trying to.
This guy's got a lot more political clout.
Oh my God.
62.
Okay. Well, wow.
President and CEO of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Jesus.
And of Samaritan's Purse, an international Christian relief organization. I wonder.
You think he takes a salary?
Yeah, I wonder what kind of scrutiny Samaritan's Purse gets.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
So that's what some straight up bullshit is, that they just don't. Not only are a lot of these organizations tax free,
right?
These churches, but we can't. Part of it is also they get to hide behind their cloaks, their cassocks, their priesty dresses.
So it's not transparent. We can't see.
Right. They make it harder.
What's really going on?
If they're going to be tax exempt, you should say, well, here's our books to prove that we're not a for profit.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoveling money to the fucking Joel Osteens of the world.
Oh, God.
So they can have an 80-room mansion. And
I forgot for a second that Joel Osteen, what's his name?
Osteen.
I forgot he existed just for a little bit. God, he's got amazing hair, though.
There's a and teeth, and he's well coiffed.
Guy's rich.
There's a good meme that says, this is a church, and it's a little country white church with a steeple, you know,
right.
30 to 40 people or whatever.
Perfect.
It says, "This is a corporation." And it shows Joel Osteen's church with, you know, 5,000 people in this arena with the Jumbotron, the Jesus-tron or whatever the fuck they call it.
God.
It's really just a spectacle. It's just a big show.
Wait, have you ever seen him preach or perform? It's performance.
I've never seen.
It is amazing.
3 seconds of Joel Osteen.
He looks like, he just. God, he's just so weird. He's just a strange looking dude. It's just all teeth and this big bouffant of like perfectly coiffed brown hair.
Is he like hellfire and brimstone? Is he?
No, he
Jesus
preaches.
Loves you.
Is no,
he,
no.
We hate faggots.
No, no, is brother. At Vile Experience, he preaches the good word of the gospel.
Okay,
the good word, not the bad word. And get out your credit card, stupid. Yay!
I see.
Time to sell some bullshit, make some money. You know, he's probably one of these churches that got an espresso bar next to the rectory.
Oh, sure.
Probably got a Target. Probably got a Target inside the church.
Oh, absolutely.
How horrible.
You can fill out an application for a mortgage at the Jesus Loves You Mortgage Center.
Oh, I'm sure. Do they have a mortgage business? Absolutely.
I'm sure they have an everything.
They got a Sirius channel, Joel Osteen.
Really? His own channel?
He is on Sirius or his own programming or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with that.
He's a dickhead. I mean, why would you be? I can't imagine. Doesn't do anything. I mean, he's an entertainer, but not anything you'd enjoy.
Joel Osteen net worth.
$3 billion fucking dollars. Something like that. A lot of money, right? Oh, shit. Damn. I wish the listeners could see the expression on your fucking face right now.
I mean, I'm seeing different reports, but it's between 40 and 60 million.
Cha-ching.
Oh, my God.
$40 million.
$40 and $60 million.
No offense, Jesus. But being in the performing for atheists and libs, that doesn't pay as well as this bullshit. God damn. That's a lot of money. $40 million. I think you could live off that. You wouldn't have to get a job.
40,000 member Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas.
Fuck yeah, man.
He's the senior pastor.
Right.
Tours the country with bullshit.
Dang, ding, 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 ding.
He has one of the largest, if not the largest, TV following in broadcast ministry.
I'm a mogul, stupid.
Millions watch it weekly.
I got fans.
Millions more have catapulted his 6 books to the best-selling list time and time again.
People love me.
In 2003, he renovated his Houston-based church, formerly the home of the NBA Houston Rockets.
Wait a second. The church is the home of where the Rockets...
It's
a fucking stadium?
Basketball. Former basketball stadium. What are we doing? We need to find Jesus and just do the crab diving Jesus show.
Oh, God.
It cost $105 million to renovate the church to accommodate the thousands who attend his weekly services. God. His church is, in fact, larger than the Giant Center.
Oh, my God. The New York Giants? What do you mean, the Giants?
The Giant Center is the, I'm reading from Penn Live, so it must be the...
Penn Live!
The Giant Center in Pennsylvania.
Holy fucking hell.
Millions of download his podcast. He's got a podcast. Anybody can do a fucking podcast.
Fuck you,
days.
Joe. Is it Joe or Joel?
Joel.
And it's Osteen.
Osteen.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
EIO.
Follow him on Twitter.
He runs, rides his bike, and plays basketball.
Oh, wait. Let me file that in. Who gives a shit? Hey, listen, if you have that much money, you would stay healthy as well because you're like, oh, my God, I don't want to die. I'm having the best time ever. Look at all the shit I get to do. Oh, man. And whenever he goes and preaches, I've seen him on TV preaching, people just look at him and they love him.
Really?
He can say anything he wants. His fans love the fuck out of him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading some of the shit that he said in this interview, and it's really... I try not to come across as preachy.
Yeah.
Preachy. I don't want to come off as real religious. I think that turns some people off. I don't mean that disrespectfully. Some people aren't real religious. I'm just talking about a relationship with God.
Okay. Well, suck a dick. Really. I mean,
part of my key message is that you're supposed to choose each day. What I have to do with a big smile. What kind of day you're going to have?
Oh, I get to choose my day.
Well, listen to that drivel.
I'm going to have a shitty day. Let me choose shitty. What a fucking idiot. I could say that. See, where's
it's a choice we all can make. Well, he's right, but what does God have to do with that?
Hey, you want some platitudes?
Specific religion have to do with that?
You want some cliches, stupid?
I'm grateful I'm alive, grateful for what I have. You better be fucking grateful. You fleeced people for $50 million fucking dollars.
Yeah, quit telling me to be grateful. You be grateful, asshole.
Promising them a product that you don't have to make. You don't have to produce. Yeah. You didn't have to write anything.
What's the profit margin on his widget? 100%. he lives. The church is in an old fucking basketball arena, man. God.
My message is God has you in the palm of his hands.
Now shut up.
Nothing that happens is a surprise to him. Well, then why does bad shit happen? Then fuck him.
Well, that'd be a tough friend to have. They have an all-knowing friend that's never surprised. Great.
I tell them, yeah. Hey, asshole, I just fell down the stairs, motherfucker. Why didn't you tell me to watch out for that skateboard that was standing sitting there?
I knew it was there.
Thanks, buddy.
I didn't want to get up off the couch. Fuck off. Hey, you just get to save on wrapping paper.
Fair choice. Free choice. Free will. But if you don't follow what I say, your balls are gonna fry for eternity in the frying pan of Satan.
Well, some people are into that.
I tell them don't get bitter, don't get angry, don't let one disappointment, one bad break, one injustice ruin the rest of your life.
He sounds so comfortable. When he said that, was he just sitting on a pile of money?
You know what? It just sounds like he just downloaded an Oprah episode and changed a word or two.
Absolutely.
And puts out that platitude. Or he went to goop.com to see what latest has come from Gwyneth Paltrow's saggy little white privileged titty.
Yes. 1 second, I'm in the steamer with my clam. By the way, is there any follow-up to that? No. Gwyneth Paltrow. Is she still steaming her vagina?
No, it is. I think that died off really quickly.
Don't do it, ladies. It turned out that that's not great advice.
Although I did see some story a day or two ago that she's trying to expand some shit on Goop. She's trying to get more advertisers or something. Whatever. Who gives a fuck about
Goop, man? Are you kidding? She's branding it. Goop. What does it stand for? Something? Gwyneth? OOP? Something? Something? Paltrow? It doesn't. Who gives?
Gwyneth on our pussy.
Oh, yes.
That's what it stands for. You get Gwyneth on your pussy.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, I got Gwyneth all over me. Let me wash off.
Yeah, that's kind of how it feels.
Right.
So, Joel Osteen, congratulations.
Yes. Fuck off, please.
Just a couple months ago, there was a story that says Joel Osteen caught in financial scandal.
Oopsie.
Question mark.
Survey says, fuck you.
New York attorney is claiming that he's blowing the whistle.
Blowing.
On the Lakewood Church. He's calling for an investigation, saying that Osteen uses his charity to promote his for-profit books.
Gosh.
Well, how shocking that would be.
Shocker. Who buys that book? Whoever buys that book should be embarrassed that they ever learned to read, because they're wasting that talent. Uh-oh.
It has been reported that Osteen stopped taking a $200,000 salary from Lakewood Church in 2005.
Oh.
Now that his books are selling and everything, he decided to let the church keep its $200,000.
$200,000. The guy's worth $40 million, maybe. I mean,
he lives in a
17,000
square foot home. It's 6 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 3 elevators,
5 fireplaces. Holy shit.
A guest house and a pool house.
Well, I live in the pool house. I bet that's, I mean.
The house is worth an estimated $10.5 million.
What's his mortgage payment
taxes
on that? Oh, yeah.
That's $10.5 million in Texas, which here in California, that would be a $100 million estate.
Yeah. God, I would move out of Texas pronto if I'm Joe Osteen. Osteen.
Are you kidding? That's where the...
Joel Osteen.
And that's where his peep are.
Skype it. But he's got enough money. I mean, if I was him, I would quit. Move out of Texas as soon as possible and live in Manhattan, rich. I think there wouldn't... Could you imagine if you're loaded living in New York? How awesome would that be? Get to hang out with Jay-Z every day? Oh, my God. Would love it. What's up, Beyonce?
You've been watching too much Empire.
What's up, Illuminati? Oh, yeah, I have been. Can't wait for the new episode. Eagerly awaiting.
You've got rapper envy.
Oh, I wish I was a rapper. That's the best thing on the planet. Just say words quickly in a certain rhythm. Bam! You're a rapper!
And then half-naked women rolling around in bed with you.
Oh, yeah.
In your music video.
It seems like a lot of rap stars just take a lot of time to say their own name and then that they're awesome or they're here or they're coming at you or something like that. Why is that?
It's
Yo, I'm so-and-so and I'm coming at you.
It's part of the genre.
Oh, is it?
Of their oeuvre.
Good to know.
I guess.
Right.
I guess it's a part of what they do.
That oeuvre.
So there you go, the headline and the drudge, which led us down the Joel Osteen path. And
congratulations, Joel.
The headline was, we will conquer Rome. Everybody watch out. The ISIS is headed for Italy.
Oh my God.
Next. I mean, they're fucking up with this is kind of the thing that, you know, our Muslim in chief had talked about. Was getting more of a coalition of people from the Mideast involved. That, and now that, sadly, a Jordanian pilot had to get torched.
Right.
And this heinous beheading bullshit. Now all these other countries are like, oh, well, okay, we're going to bomb the shit out of these motherfuckers. Yeah. So now they pissed off Egypt.
And Jordan.
And Jordan. So now there's more and more that are hopefully going to join this coalition. Meanwhile, there were some comments out there about Obama's doing nothing. He's doing nothing about ISIS. We're doing nothing. We are bombing the shit out of ISIS.
Yeah.
Have you seen the numbers on how many hundreds of
bombing
missions?
Runs?
Yes, we are bombing.
Are they drones or manned planes
both.
As well? Okay.
Both. We're bombing the fuck out of them right now.
Why haven't we won yet?
Well, you know, because they're in the cities. What are we going to do? Level all of an entire city?
I don't know. That's what George Bush would have done.
That
shock and awe, baby.
Yeah.
Shock and awe. It's supposed to take an afternoon to take over Iraq.
How well did that go?
But it
well,
didn't. It really, I don't think it went well. Yeah. We're going to need a couple weeks.
Here's a little Joel Osteen. I've never heard him before. Here's a little
shit.
A little of his bullshit.
Out walked the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen. It was Victoria. I didn't tell her, but I thought, this is my set time. It took me a year to convince her that it was her set time, too. On December 3rd, 2003, at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, he's really got... My God, this looks like...
December.
But, I mean, there's thousands of people, and it looks like an Arctic scape. I haven't seen so much white.
Yeah.
Since Bukkake Fest 2014.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I mean, that is white as
holy
fuck.
Shit. But yeah. Look at all those people. Oh, there's a black lady right there.
No, no, that's not true.
No, she is.
Really?
In
magnification.
Oh, my God. There are thousands and thousands of bleachers. I mean, the second level balcony is full.
I mean, and this guy's just, did you hear that laugh he got? I don't even know what the fuck he was talking about. Just that laugh.
When Mayor Brown handed us the keys to the compact center, that was not an ordinary time. That was a set time ordained by the Most High God.
So let's talk about when he got this former basketball stadium.
Ordained. Ordained by God.
Man, you should see this stage. There's a big, giant jumbotron above him.
Is the basketball hoop still there?
There's two smaller. No. Yeah. There's two smaller jumbotrons, you know, giant screens to either side.
God.
There's like rocks. There's like a fucking waterfall. It's an amazing, amazing production. And Holy shit.
And does he have the nerve to tell everyone that they have to be humble? Unto God and all that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give him credit. He's
right.
He's done this, apparently, without... watch out for the faggots. Without
Is he not homophobic?
And I don't hear him. We never play clips of him on the show talking about here come the gays or Obama's a Muslim. He seems like he fleeces people from the more soft and cuddly Christian bullshit.
He is New Testament.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I imagine if we dig just a little bit, we'd be able to find something shitty he said. Or well, maybe not. Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure he's for, you know, marriage is for a man and a woman.
Right.
But, oh, wait, he looks like he's being emphatic here. Let's.
Whether it's 20 minutes or 20 years, you know what God promised he will bring to pass. Here's a great prayer we should pray every day. God, give me the grace to accept your timing.
What? God, give me the grace to accept your timing.
I'm reassessing. This guy's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't say anything that's, like, controversial, right? He just says platitudes, yeah. cliche. Right.
It's like everything he says, you'd see on a meme with a kitten on it. Somewhere on Facebook that your aunt shared.
But, you know, that what he said is, like, God, give us the grace to accept your timing, meaning, like, if you felt like your child died, you have to accept that, even though it's horrendous timing, right? You didn't get to watch the kid grow up because he's dead. Right. I don't know. I mean, it's just...
Right.
God.
Why did that pigeon shit in my mouth?
You gotta
give me the grace to accept your timing.
Accept God's timing. Damn.
Man.
What a...
250,000 views, this video I'm looking at.
Oh,
right,
that's
now.
It? That's it?
As fast as you would like. You'll be tempted to try to force things to happen. Maybe in a relationship. The person you're thinking about dating. You know down deep they're not good for you. They don't treat you with respect. But you're afraid that you might not meet anyone else. No, if you'll let go of Ishmael, Isaac will show up.
I always say
that. I don't know what that means. Yeah.
I have a bumper sticker.
If you let go of Ishmael,
Isaac will show up. What does that mean?
I guess I'm not as up on my Bible.
Wait. Ishmael and Isaac were the two sons that Moses had to sacrifice unto God. And God was like, Moses, I'm going to need you to cut one of your kids in half. Was that it? Am I getting it mixed up? Am I getting my bullshit wrong? Was Isaac cut in half or was Ishmael? If you accept Isaac, Ishmael will show up.
Abraham decided to move south. He left Hebron, where he had dwelt for 25 years, and went to Gerar in the land of the Philistines.
Oh, I love that's the best land.
As he had done in Egypt many years earlier, Abraham again concealed the fact that Sarah was his wife, fearing that the Philistines might want to slay him.
No.
Believing that Sarah was Abraham's sister.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
King Abimelech of the Philistines had her brought to the palace, but God smote the king and his servants with plagues so that they would not touch her.
Oh, God, that sucks. With plagues?
As soon as the king found... That's one of the things that...
Why would he do that?
It's really ridiculous. It just kind of points out kind of the ridiculousness of the whole plagues on Egypt story.
Right.
Moses goes to Pharaoh and's like, you know, let my people go.
Oh, I remember that part of the musical.
And Moses is like, fuck off.
Right.
And he's like, okay, well, frogs. Okay, yeah, the rivers are going to turn to blood. Oh, yeah, okay. Then finally, God's so nice that he kills the innocent firstborn kids of every
joke's on you, asshole.
Of Egypt. Why didn't he just take out the Pharaoh?
Right, with a plague.
Okay, let us go. No. Boom. Yeah. Aneurysm drops dead, up in flames.
Right.
How many pharaohs are going to step up after that and say, it might take two or three to be convinced that God ain't fucking around?
Yeah.
Why kill millions of firstborn Egyptian kids who had nothing to do with enslaving the Egyptians?
Well, you know, I mean, the Old Testament, I mean, maybe it's just he was trying it out, seeing, you know, how all this, like, being God works, you know, who do I smote? When do I smote?
He was still trying on his God panties?
What do I smote with? I still don't understand Isaac and Isaiah.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Abraham.
Yes.
Isaac, God's promise was fulfilled. Abraham was when Abraham was 100 years old and his wife 90, she gave birth to a son.
Wait a second.
Abraham called him Isaac.
Right.
They circumcised him on the eighth day.
Oh. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, tomorrow's the eighth day. It's going to be rough for you.
Isaac was not Abraham's firstborn, for Hagar had borne him Ishmael 13 years earlier, but Ishmael had not grown up as his father had hoped.
Hagar the horrible.
He was inclined towards many things Abraham considered wicked.
Ooh.
Ishmael even prayed to idols.
Oh, no.
When he believed himself unobserved.
What an asshole.
Sarah convinced him and realized he would have a bad influence upon young Isaac. She therefore implored Abraham to send Ishmael away. Abraham understood the motive of his wife's request, but he feared to send his son away to a place where he might become even worse. However, God told Abraham,
get ready, guys,
to do as Sarah requested, and Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away.
Wow. Fascinating.
How many wives? I guess he was allowed to have multiple wives.
Oh, yeah, dude. See, Old Testament, dude. Multiple wives. This is before VD and gonorrhea and stuff. So it was like free love back then in the Bible. Right?
Hagar and Ishmael lost their way in the wilderness of Beersheba.
Beersheba.
And soon ran out of water. Hagar could not watch the boy's suffering and put him in the shade of a bush. Her bush? Oh, no, of a bush. Well, back then, they didn't trim.
Well, no, I mean.
When she sat some distance away and cried, an angel then called to Hagar and assured her that God had seen the suffering of her boy. He would live and become the father of a mighty nation. And suddenly, Hagar saw a spring nearby.
Oh, my God.
How? This is
suddenly
crazy shit.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
This is just crazy.
This is Looney Tunes McGee.
God blessed the boy, for he was Abraham's son. He grew up to be a strong man, lived on the outskirts of the desert, became a great archer. Ishmael lived his life in his own way. He married and had many children.
Why have we not seen a movie based on this bullshit?
His children multiplied and became known as the Ishmaelites, or Arabs.
Oh,
the
shit.
The people of the desert. So something went wrong somewhere.
Oh, my God. We just found out where the Arabs came from.
Right.
Fascinating. I did not know that until today.
One of the reasons that they say that Jews and Arabs, Muslims, hate each other is because Ishmael versus Isaac.
No, that actually is the main reason, right? That's what it sounds like to me.
I guess it's all so stupid.
It's so fucking stupid.
It's all so ridiculous. But that is the what's going on over on the judgment.
Congratulations, dummies. Joel Osteen just fleecing. Right? I mean,
according to the Daily Mail,
yes,
in Britain,
one of my favorites,
Radio 1 in Britain has decided that they won't be playing any of the new Madonna songs from her new album.
Hello.
Quote, irrelevant and old.
Oh shit.
For their teenage listeners.
Why did they have to even make that announcement? How rude. Irrelevant and old. And play some of her newer shit. Play Material Girl. I love that one. I love that. What's your favorite Madonna song? I like Madonna.
What was that one? La Isla Bonita was a good one. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't even know that one. How does that go?
That was later.
Oh, really?
When that was the one where she's the crucifix comes alive and she kisses the black Jesus in the video.
Wow.
Or something like that.
Is this when she gets like super religious and stuff? And she's just all kinds of this iconic imagery of God and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, she was.
You could win 1,000.
She was way, way, way into.
Right.
Well, she's still. Now she's Kabbalah, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't she in that weird Kabbalah, which is like
she does tons of yoga,
like Jewish Wicca,
right?
Right? Isn't that kind of what
I don't know.
Kabbalah
I don't understand. A-Rod was in the Kabbalah because he used to date Madonna.
I
San Pedro. This night I dreamt of San Pedro. Right. Play that for the kids over in Europe.
But poor Madonna being left out.
She's an Anglophile, right? She likes to sound British, even though she ain't.
Well, as much as I would
schedule
like to, you know, shit on the ridiculousness and the self-importance and narcissism of Madonna.
Literally.
I can't fault her for that one because I think sometimes it just happens. If you're living there for a year or two.
Right.
And you're talking to everyone and I think certain people pick it up.
Well, it's like Bobby Jindal says, assimilate or die. Isn't that what he said? What he wanted to hyphen? What was it? Hyphening the word African American or something? What was he talking about? I saw that on Facebook today.
Yeah, something.
Horrendous bullshit.
He's trying to remain relevant, so everybody will remember that he's greasing up his asshole to offer it up to become vice president. He's bending over, presenting.
Yes.
A little bit of jasmine in the air.
Wow.
Maybe drizzling some essential oils around it, getting it ready, polishing it up, and saying, pick me for vice president. Look, I'm really crazy.
At Vile Experience, paints a picture. Bobby Jindal, eat me. He's probably friends with Joel Osteen, don't you imagine? And you think they hang out together on the weekends, play golf? Maybe they shoot hoops. In the old church.
I wonder if they if they could bring down the old basketball hoops.
Oh my God, I mean, I can't imagine how expensive that place was. How do you even have the money to remodel it? I assume you buy the place, put up a little stage, half court, and then put some chairs up and leave the seats the way they are.
They remodeled it totally. I mean, it's all Jesus all the time.
Are the locker rooms still there?
Of course.
Is Yao Ming still there?
Joel gets all sweated up.
Oh, really?
When he's running around for Jesus.
No, I don't think that guy sweats.
I don't even see, like, a big choir. I don't see... it's just...
They fly them down from the ceiling.
It's like a multimedia experience. Right. He's really got the thing going, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Matt, what do you think the support is for that show? I mean, what's the production like when he does the sermon? I mean, do you think it's a big enough operation that they have a dedicated person? His only job is lights.
Oh, fuck, absolutely.
He's probably got a whole...
He's got a full crew.
Right. You got operator.
They've got...
Does he have a sound guy?
This video I just watched had, like... It was like I'm not sure the Super Bowl has that much coverage.
Is his operation bigger than what they have at the Blaze?
Oh, yeah. By far.
Oh, shit.
I don't think Glenn could pack it in like this.
Oh, yes.
Do you think?
No way. Now, this isn't Glenn's bag. Glenn's an actor. I mean, isn't he? He's doing that movie about the apocalypse and how they took away Jesus.
Well, but that was just a short that he did.
Oh, really?
That was for his big end of 2014 special.
Is he submitting it to film festivals?
I don't think so. yeah, that was on our Facebook, I think. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yeah.
You gotta check that shit out.
That's right.
What else has been going on in the news? I got some stuff that I didn't get to last week.
Oh, really?
We could do some cleanup here. Just
crab diving cleanup.
Wipe it on the drapes here.
Go fuck yourself.
Do you want to hear something interesting from Brian Fisher?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't heard from him.
Interesting.
Maybe in a day.
What an asshole.
Brian Fisher. Here is a big talk last week. By the way, I believe our homosexual brothers and sisters, and bisexual and whatever,
right,
sexual, omnisexual,
whatever you're into,
are more of them are able to get marriage now in that knuckle dragging, jewel cupping Alabama.
Right. You got to be patient with Alabama. It takes them a long time to realize that they don't have to hate and persecute people that aren't white and straight and male.
But I think there's still a few of them that are holding out, man.
Oh, of course.
I think a few of them are still Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, here is Brian Fisher talking about the situation down in Alabama. I mean, you can take a guess as to
Falls. Is he enlightened here?
The former spokesman of the American Family Association, now just simply the host of his own radio station and YouTube video bullshittery.
You know what's weird? The American Family Values conglomerate or whatever the fuck their name is,
yeah.
They're going to fire this guy from being their spokesman, their right. spokesperson.
Yes.
But they're going to give him his own, let him still have his own radio show. And all he does is speak for them on the radio show because it's their show,
well,
right?
Well, but they can backtrack and say, you know, it doesn't necessarily
reflect the views.
Views of the American. You know, he's presenting his own views. He's not speaking as the spokesman of the American.
Yeah.
But fuck why.
It's just weird if they don't want this guy to speak for them, but they still let him have the talk radio show with their name on it. It's odd. It's still speaking, isn't it?
Right.
I mean,
they believe God sacrificed himself to himself to pay for the sins that he gave us and knew we were going to commit in the first place. If he was an all-knowing, omniscient God, why right. did he give the apple to Eve and say, or why did he put the tree there and say, don't fucking eat from that tree when he knew it was going to happen?
Doesn't make any sense. It's fucking weird. I don't know what to tell you.
Here's Brian Fisher talking about what's going on in Alabama. Strap in.
Judge Roy Moore was on CNN this morning with Chris Cuomo, the anchor there, and they had a very spirited exchange about what's going on in Alabama. You still have only about 23 counties, from my latest information, out of the 67 counties in Alabama that are issuing licenses to same-sex couples. There's a court hearing today before the federal judge, and she may order these probate judges to violate their own conscience and their own religious scruples.
This was the day that she did order those judges to right. violate their religious scruples because that's the law, and we don't give a fuck what your religious scruples are.
And it is to know what your religious scruples are. I mean, my God, these Christians, they have so many specific views on things.
Different.
I mean, how do you know? How do you not offend these wackadoos?
And different.
Right.
She may order them to violate their own conscience. You know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? You are ordered by an agent of the government to violate your conscience. That is tyranny.
God.
Wow.
That is tyranny.
That's tyranny.
God, don't violate your own conscience.
When you are ordered by an agent of the government to violate your own conscience in something that you do, that is slavery. If you are forced to violate your conscience to do work, that's slavery. If you are forced to violate your conscience, that is tyranny. That's
So it's both tyranny and slavery.
Can something be tyranny and both slavery, or can it only be one at the same time?
I think it's both, obviously,
right.
according to Brian Fisher here.
Interesting.
He knows what's going on.
Conscience, that is tyranny. That's Tammy Bruce. That's the gay Gestapo.
Calling the gay Gestapo.
It's the gay. Better watch out, everybody, because the gay Gestapo is a-coming.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Here's the rest of Brian Fisher.
To violate your conscience, that is tyranny. That's Tammy Bruce. That's the gay Gestapo. Tammy Bruce is the one that coined the term, the gay Gestapo. That's the gay Gestapo at work. You either do what we tell you or you're going to get punished. So anyway, that hearing is taking place sometime today.
So that was Brian Fisher.
The gay Gestapo.
I'm sure there'll be more now.
Right.
It's probably drizzling out of his pie hole right now.
Yeah. He's like, if you go against the gay Gestapo, you're going to get punished. He means that if you... Oh, God, he's so fucking stupid. Yeah. If you say something incredibly homophobic, you're not going to get punished. People will make fun of you.
Forcing us to treat people equally is tyranny. Forcing us to treat people equally, that's slavery.
Right. When I'm racist and homophobic and marginalize a specific group of people and then you get called on it, well, that's just what happens.
But I should have a right to pretend something doesn't exist because I don't agree with it.
Yeah, and I should have the right to make fun of you mercilessly.
And they talk about not seeing it. They're, you know, I don't want to walk down the street and have to explain to my kid why two boys are holding hands, you're kissing. Well, I don't want to walk down the street and have to explain to my kid why there's a guy with great abs nailed to some Bronze Age torture device.
Yeah,
you're bending down to it. How creepy and weird is that?
Yeah, that's a weird thing to explain.
I don't want to explain to my kid that.
Right. And guess what? I don't give two fucks what you have to explain to your child. I don't care.
Exactly.
You had him. Have fun explaining. Explain away. That's your job. It's called raising a child, you idiot. You have to explain a bunch of shit to them. That's the gig, right? You know what? My parents, they spent my formative years explaining shit to me.
And they did a good job.
Yeah.
Shout out to the...
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, thanks for all the explanations, Mom and Dad. I appreciate it. At times, it must have been a tremendous pain in the ass, but thank you.
We can take a quick break here. We're a little past the midway point. We got lots more coming up, ladies and gentlemen, for your ear holes.
Yay.
In the second, half or a little less than half.
Act two.
We will be back in a couple of moments. Until that time, give a listen to why do I have Mitch Miller Happy Days Are Here Again in my key?
Uh-oh. I don't know. Does that come with the software we
used
to?
No, I think I downloaded it for our first show.
Oh, yeah?
I think I may have had that as, part of our first show.
Oh, okay.
How about Spider? Have we heard Spiders in
Spider
a while?
Tears by the Chroma Keys.
Okay, we're going to hear that. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes, everybody. Refill what you need to. Empty what you need to. Put the little rubber band around your arm and shoot up. Whatever floats your fucking boat, I don't care. Just don't drive.
Kate, bring me my needle.
Don't have kids and shit. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Would daydream about the day we wed. You used to wear black, but now you wear red. Pink and purple, blue, get out of my head. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. He isn't even cool. He isn't in a band. Danny, whatever he sucks, I don't give a shit, but I secretly do. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. He isn't even cool. He isn't in a band. Oh, Becky, don't you understand? I wanna be your man. The fly that caught my eye, but you got away. I was gonna cocoon you and save you for a rainy day. Now every day is rainy and the tears never stop, and all my eyes are crying, plus Danny is ugly. Why'd you leave me for Danny? Danny is an idiot. Why'd you leave me for Danny? He is stupid as shit. Stop making out with Danny. Why are you doing this? Danny is a chalk ass tool. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries.
to cries.
As different as a lighthouse and a boat, you're so steadfast on your island, while I inherently float. But you are who I pine for when I'm tired of the sea. So keep shining for me, for me. Hey, 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 hey. So I get to where I'm going on the currents of my wishes, and I just can't help but try in all of those other fishes. But you are who I pine for when I'm tired of the sea, and I am who you shine for. So keep shining for me, for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening live, we're back after we got booted. Possibly the forces of the right. Maybe there's a lot of praying going on, and we got kicked off in the name of the Lord.
Oh, God, yeah. It was divine intervention. Divine intervention.
We were divinely intervened.
Yeah. Ouch, it hurt.
So, but we've restarted everything. We got booted and started everything back, and we're back live. If you're listening to us in podcast form, thanks. You won't hear anything.
Right. Happy President's Day.
Happy effing President's Day. Happy birthday, George.
And all of them.
And Abe.
And, hey, by the way, who do you think, I've got this list, the hottest heads of states.
Gross.
The presidents of the United States, in order of hotness.
Angela Merkel.
No. Starts from number one. No. Presidents of our country.
Oh, of our country.
Yeah. Guess
Dick Cheney.
No. Presidents.
Dick Cheney. probably Kennedy.
No.
He's up there. No.
Franklin Pierce.
Kick right.
Look at that guy. Good looking guy. Look at him.
Wow. Franklin Pierce. Quite a looker.
James K. Polk, number two.
Ooh.
Kennedy rings in at number three.
There you go.
And they rated them all, so...
Taft, if you're into larger men, bears,
yeah.
Bear type, maybe Teddy Roosevelt.
John Adams is number 43. God, he's the ugliest.
Wasn't an attractive
Wow.
man.
Amazing.
Poor John Adams.
God, look at Chester Arthur. Horrendous.
We should put, is that on our Facebook?
Oh, yeah, it will be.
It'll be on our Facebook. Go to crabdemonade.com.
Abraham Lincoln ringing in at the end of the list as well. Not very good looking. It's more fun to see the ugly ones than the good looking ones. That's how life is.
Give us a call. Where's George Bush?
Oh, let me see.
And where's
Lyndon Johnson, Jumbo,
Barack Hussein.
Number 37. Number 36, Gerald Ford. Let's see. Taft is 34. Oh, Jimmy Carter, number 32.
Well, that's not nice. I think he can be
all right. Well, look at him, though. Horrible smile. I mean, he's just kind of awkward.
He's white, though.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, Dwight Eisenhower, number 28. Let's see. Any other interesting ones? Herbert Hoover, 25. Nixon, 24.
Nixon is better looking than Carter?
Wow. Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with these
people? I don't know. George Bush, number 23. George Washington, 22. Let's see, a bunch of people we don't give a fuck about. Let's see, James Monroe, who cares? Bill Clinton, number 16.
16.
Wow. Truman, better looking than Clinton. Ronald Reagan, number 14. Now, that's low. I mean, he was a movie star. You know, they should have considered these people at their peak. their prime.
Right.
Not when they were, you know, the 70s. That's...
Well, but I guess you got, you know, to make it fair, you got to.
Look at that picture of George Bush.
You can't.
George Bush cracks the top 10 of the most attractive presidents.
That's ridiculous.
No, no, no. He's a good-looking guy.
Who knows? Maybe Adams was, you know, quite a looker in his youth. But I guess they're judging them by when they were president, right?
Ulysses S. Grant, number 6. Number 7, Barack Hussein Obama. He's
higher
good-looking.
Than Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's got to be in,
they wouldn't
you know.
Like that.
Doesn't he seem like it? Barack, he looks like he's in good shape, right?
Oh, he works out like crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy.
Yes.
You know, there was the big Saturday night live 40th anniversary over the weekend. I didn't see any of it. I guess it was a big deal. But somebody else.
Is it a big deal that Saturday Night Live is 40 years old? I mean, do people give two shits?
Yeah. How many TV shows have been on for 40 years?
MASH. I'm
40.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
So I don't know if this person was even on the show. Oh, it says she was not asked to participate in Sunday's special. So writing a new song and putting it out on YouTube for everyone's ear holes. None other than Victoria Jackson.
She was not asked to be on the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
It's a nut job.
They're all crazy, right? I mean,
yeah, but she is really off the deep end these days, right?
Yeah, she's tough to talk to.
Here is a little bit of her new song. There's a Muslim living in the White House.
That's the name of her song.
That's the name.
Come on.
He released terrorists from Gitmo that our sons and daughters died to capture. Am I dreaming? His cabinet is made up of Muslim Brotherhood people.
Wait a second. Who in Obama's cabinet is in the Muslim Brotherhood?
All of them. He's got a whole cabinet full. You know, that cute little voice she did used to work. Used to be kind of funny, but now it's
nauseating.
Yeah, it's not.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Like grandma opening her mouth to kiss you.
Brotherhood people. It seems these days I'm in a haze and I can't concentrate on things. Can't eat or sleep, feel incomplete, kind of scared and creepy. I look over my shoulder lots and shudder when I watch TV. I bite my nails and cuticles and watch my words very carefully.
See, I believe her.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not good.
And it's not a great song either. I mean, listening to the way it rhymes, the way the lyrics fall into the phrasing's atrocious.
But and because of people like her and because of the fear-mongering.
Yeah.
It's creating people like her.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm afraid. There's Muslims everywhere. I'm afraid. She's in the middle of Kentucky.
Is she a product of Fox News?
I think Fox News is too liberal for her.
What is she afraid of in Kentucky? That's a good point. I mean, there's no Muslim Brotherhood there, Victoria. Jesus.
I bite my lip a lot and fidget with the buttons on my blouse. Why?
You.
Because there's a Muslim living in the White House.
Well, and first of all, there's not. And second of all, so?
Do you think when she does that song, she imagines like a huge laugh line and applause after she says, there's a Muslim in the White House?
I guess.
That's the hook to her song.
This video is in her bed right now. She woke up in bed and just happened to have her ukulele in bed with her.
Carefully, I look over my shoulder.
Why are people shocked or something? Why are people up in arms? Does anyone read history or see black and white flags or hear alarms? The streets are filled with deaf and dumb as I squeak like a mouse. There's a Muslim living in the White House.
Now she's assembled a band,
right?
White guy, you'll be surprised to learn.
Yes.
The guitar, the guy playing guitar.
Yeah.
It's a American flag guitar, of course.
Was this the old house band of Hee Haw she's
and then
using?
There's another guy, and another guy's wearing, it looks like a Duck Dynasty cap.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just letting you know.
My husband says, be quiet, they're dangerous. My mother says, if the president was dangerous, the TV news would tell us. Only Brigitte Gabriel understands me, and of course, Sean Hannity, and Pamela Geller, and Robert Spencer, and Michael DiGiorno, and Dan Mandis, you know, Kathy Henners. But you know, besides those three and the sweet people who drink the tea, there is no one else who can see the Muslim living in the White House. Now you may say...
I can't do anything.
So she lists all her favorite commentators, all her favorite right-wing nut job supporters and stuff.
Did you hear Blockhead Hannity right there at the top?
He's the worst.
And Sean Hannity in the White House.
Man, ugh.
God. He's a Muslim living in the White House.
Was Victoria Jackson ever talented? I mean, she had that one thing. She did that dumbass voice and was kind of cute. You know what I mean? But that's it. That was her one joke.
Yeah, and how
I never understood her on Saturday Night Live. I never got it. I'm like, when her character is in a sketch, that's what she's doing.
And there's so many cases of really talented people who got turned down for Saturday Night Live, and then they become stars later. You hear all these stories.
Yeah.
And they're versatile, talented people.
Right.
And then you see this person. How the fuck did she...
She had a good...
On her one-note audition.
She had a good audition, man.
Damn.
That's a success story. It's got to be timing, right? You say she was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I guess Lorne Michaels needed
a lunatic.
A lunatic.
God, I mean, that's the one. If she could have stayed sane a little bit, I mean, that's a credit. She could have used that to play, you know, big theaters and stuff. I mean, she was Victoria Jackson. Everybody loved her. Now she's a lunatic.
And literally, I mean, she ran for something recently.
Yeah.
Like, was it state assembly or county something? Or I think it was county. I think it was even more local than state.
I think she ran for president of the Funny Farm.
And
the Muslim in the White House.
And she got pummeled, right?
Does she play guitar or is that a ukulele?
Ukulele.
Is that now let me ask you something. Is that a respected instrument, the ukulele? Is it considered a real instrument?
No,
can you study it in college?
No. Well, I mean, maybe.
Like Berklee School of Music concentration in ukulele tambourine studies?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
God, I saw the weirdest thing yesterday. I was in downtown Los Angeles on my way to my weekly show, the Lexington.
The Bomb Shelter, 5 p.m. every Sunday.
Yes, at the Lexington, 129 East 3rd Street. But somebody was, I went to McDonald's to get a cup of coffee, and somebody was in there having an impromptu ukulele concert, playing for his table. Strange.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Actually.
I mean, unless you went in there not wanting to hear ukulele.
True.
I don't know what your expectations are.
We can have a little bit of racism. Here in the United States of America, of course, there's no. We're a post-racial America, according to our friends on the right.
Post-racial.
And to prove it, here's a story out of Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Republican. Again, on most of these stories, do I ever have to say?
Yes.
Republican State Representative Gene Alday.
Fuck you.
Is claiming he was taken out of context.
Uh-oh. The N-word?
He had recently... there was an article in the Clarion Ledger that Alday had recently linked his opposition to increased education funding.
Okay.
Doesn't want to increase... We don't want to raise the budget on education.
Yeah, what? Listen, in Mississippi, you should always be raising the budget on education. It's not what...
Because...
Right.
I come from a town where all the blacks are getting food stamps and what I call
welfare crazy checks. They don't work.
Welfare crazy checks. Oh, what a dickhead.
And then he said that once he needed to go to the emergency room and locked to dad, I laid in there for hours because they...
Right.
The blacks.
Yes.
Were in there being treated for gunshots. So he had to go to emergency room and he locked to died because he had to lay there because the brown people who got shot had to go ahead of him.
What happened? Did this guy get a really bad case of the flu on a weekend, couldn't see his primary care doc, and had to slum it in the ER?
Yeah.
Hey, fuckface, this is what it's like when you're not rich, you stupid asshole. God.
He later told the Clarion Ledger he's not racist, and he never would have made the remarks to the reporter if he knew they were going to be published. I never would have said that if I'd known you were going to tell people I said that. These people are so funny.
You say this, you say something like this to a reporter, they're going to publish it, even if it's in Mississippi. I imagine some people read this story and they're like, well, I don't get it. How's that racist?
It was late at night when that reporter called me. He asked me a question back to when I was in law enforcement.
Oh, what I'm sure what a wonderfully fair and
absolutely and
judicial police officer he was out on the street, right?
It depends. It depends on your skin color, I would imagine.
Really? Yeah. You're suggesting he might be a little racist?
Yeah, yeah. License and registration. Wait, just let me go ahead and shoot you.
Boy.
Yeah, boy. Sir.
I have a way of talking and saying, take this off the record. Yes, it's true that most of the blacks in my hometown are on welfare, but they're good people. I don't have anything against anybody. I'm a straight-up guy.
Straight up.
In my little town, they had little civil rights walks, and I was with them. They had little civil rights walks.
I went
with those little darkies.
Cute and, little civil rights.
I'm with everybody.
Yeah.
What
a useless asshole.
The jerk-off Republican,
yes.
Phil Bryant, even he said... You know, Representative Alde is solely responsible for his own.
Hell yeah! Listen, if you've got a, always ask: is this going to be on the record or not? Then maybe you're
talking to a reporter too.
Maybe you're saying the wrong things all the time.
The governor said, "I strongly reject his comments condemning any Mississippian because of their race. Those days are long past."
I mean, if a lot of people in your district are on welfare, why do you blame them? I mean, it's your district, asshole.
Right. And how about, trying to get some opportunities into the district instead of... anyway.
Why is welfare looked at as a bad thing? It is a great thing. It's a great thing that our government has spent so much money on bullshit, on garbage, giving tax breaks to these Joel Osteen freaks. In corporation, the tax loopholes. We can give some money to some poor people that need it. I think that's a great thing. Sorry. Welfare is awesome. Suck it. Who is this guy? Representative Fuckface McGee? Eat a dick. From Mississippi.
Fuckface McGillicuddy.
Yeah, yeah.
All day.
Eat a dick and have fun hanging out with your white, stupid, straight friends being bored to death. Oh, how boring. How boring must it be to hang out with this guy's white asshole buddies all day? What do they talk about?
Oh, they sit around, laugh.
Did you see the latest episode of Game of Thrones? Oh, fascinating. Oh, it was hilarious.
Right.
See that girl, the one that runs around with her titties out? Ha, 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 ha,
We didn't also last week get to what Governor Brownstein in Kansas?
Right.
Brownback, excuse me.
He's a governor? I thought he was a... He was a senator.
He used to be.
Oh, he got another job.
And no, he ran Kansas into an iceberg, a big Cokie
Which is tough
iceberg.
Because, to my limited geographical knowledge, Kansas is landlocked.
And now he's trying to basically steal from the education fund to pay for these big tax cuts that he gave the rich.
God damn it. This is so frustrating.
Now there's no investment that's been going on. No, none of these jobs happened. It was really a Coke circle jerk.
Yeah.
And it's turned into, you know, they're dry shooting. Nothing's coming out. little puffs of smoke, desert.
Right. You mentioned two right-wing nut jobs in a row. Back-to-back, they both want to cut education. Did you notice that? How fucked up is that?
Because that's the scariest thing. They want education. They don't want to pay for brown people's education.
And they want everybody to be dumb, right? Yeah. It's easier to have dumb people that think.
Not their people. They can afford to send what crawls out of their crotches to get them a decent
education.
Indoctrination.
Yeah.
But they want to have to pay for that black woman who shat out a baby in the ghetto. Oh.
By the way, and she will shat out that baby, because she's not aborting it, no matter what. Because we're in charge of that vagina. Oh,
absolutely.
I've got probes. I've got, what else?
But if they could, they'd make sex for black people illegal. Or you have to have a license.
Oh, yeah.
They'd make it for everybody, probably. For women.
Yes.
You have to, you know.
Not for guys.
No, guys can fuck whatever they want.
Yes.
They're men.
Make love to this donut.
So, Senator Brown, Senator, Governor Brownback, did what is really just a shitty, fucking, evil, nasty, malicious thing.
Yes.
It has no purpose other than being shitty and malicious and a dick.
Right.
In 2007, there was an executive order signed by the governor at the time, Kathleen Sebelius, who of Obamacare fame. And it was an executive order that she signed saying that they can't fire state employees because of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Okay.
So they added that to the list of things that the state cannot discriminate. You can't fire
someone because
they're gay.
We need that, right?
On Tuesday last week, the profoundly evil shitbag Brownback
God
signed an executive order rescinding that order.
Why would you rescind that? What's the perk? What's the upside? Doesn't he have anything better to do? I mean, doesn't Kansas need his energies focused on other issues?
Well, right. And why would you do that?
I'll tell you why.
I can see saying,
you're an asshole.
We don't need that in there. We don't need, you know, that in there. But once it's in there, how could you justify then taking it out? But you know what I mean? It's so profoundly shitbaggish.
Is this guy going to run for president? I mean, he's a governor. That's what governors do sometimes. They run for, you know, higher office.
After the way that he has just driven Kansas into the bottom of the porta potty.
Yeah,
there's no fucking way.
Well, dude, you put a story up on crab diving at our Facebook about Ben Carson.
Something
about ISIS. I mean, he said something incredibly stupid. He's running for president. Why not Brownback?
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Ben Carson.
That little horn. That's funny, man.
Ben Carson.
Hey, Benny, go fuck yourself.
If you go to our Facebook, facebook.com.
Ben Carson, feeling the fingers of God on his neck.
/ the crab diving. Also our...
Right, that's the guy, right, who felt the fingers of God on him?
Our resident libertarian idiot, and I have been dusting it up in the comments of that one.
Oh, Randy the dickhead?
Yeah.
Eat me, Randy.
Basically, Ben Carson is saying that the military we're being pussies with ISIS.
Okay.
He was on, guess what, Fox.
Hannity? Was he on Hannity?
I don't know if he was on Hannity or not.
Outnumbered.
I don't know which idiot show this was.
Yeah.
But he, well, here, you can hear it from his own really idiot.
His Republican pie hole.
Pie hole here. Here's talking about our strategy with ISIS. As soon as I press that button right there.
Well, we're trying to micromanage them. We have people trying to manage the military who know nothing about the military, know nothing about military strategy. And our military needs to know that they're not going to be prosecuted when they come back because somebody has said you did something that was politically incorrect. There is no such thing as a politically correct war. We need to grow up. We need to mature. If you're going to have rules for war, you should just have a rule that says no war. Other than that, you know...
Well, no rules for war, according to Ben Carson, who, by the way, what fucking experience do you have, you shithead, that you think you can run for president? What military experience does that asshole
have? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who
knows?
Was
he in the military?
Who knows what he has, though? He says he feels the fingers of a ghost on his neck or the back of his head or something. I mean, he very well could be like a super person with weird superpowers. We don't know what he's capable of. What an asshole. I mean, you have the Geneva Conventions, right? By the way, just a question for me. Is it Geneva Convention or Geneva Conventions? With an S or no S?
Because
I don't fucking know. I say it both ways to cover my bases.
I said conventions.
With an S.
Yeah.
You are pluralizing. I bet you're right.
Yep.
Damn it. I say convention.
The Geneva Conventions are a series of treaties.
I got to change that
on the
now.
Treatment of civilians, prisoner of wars, which we were way into at one point. We cared about that.
Not now.
Now it's depends on, you know, it's flexible because we're Americans. We have the biggest, giantest, nuclearist dicks on the planet. So we get to decide, you know, what's legal and what's torture.
Yeah, what an asshole. Ben Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
A horrible shitbag.
He's the worst person running for president so far, right? He's got to be the worst.
Oh, man. God. I mean, there's so many of them, though.
The bad thing about Ben Carson is that he's a doctor.
Yeah.
He's like a learned man, and he should know better than to say what he says.
It's interesting that to see the ones that are kind of out now already, you know, Jeb Bush. Is,
right.
And, you know, did you see that dolt from Wisconsin, Scott Walker? He's opened an office. I mean, he's not even making it secret. He opened an office in Iowa. So it's pretty obvious that he's going to try to run. Yeah. And now it's all coming out in Wisconsin, like,
right.
Of all his lies. And speaking of lies, little Randy Paul.
Hey, what's up, Randy?
He got the ferret haircut.
Yeah.
I guess they caught him bullshitting about his degree. Like,
he didn't have
claimed
one.
Claimed he had an undergraduate degree from somewhere and it ain't true or something. I don't know.
Why
the
would
shenanigans
you lie
going on with him now
about anything if you're running for office? Because the press will find it out. They're going to find you out. Because all people do, they're just going to dig up shit on you, or your opponent will.
Well, even
it's
in,
very strange.
In real life, do you know a lot of people that lie about having degrees or that lie? No. Why would you ever lie about something like that?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I actually did know one person. But so that's what's going on with Ben Carson.
Hey, Benny, go fuck yourself. You're making the world worse, not better.
The clown car continues.
Yes.
In Paris.
Oui, oui.
Zutalo.
Go fuck yourself.
They are possibly going ahead to sue Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Ding, ding, ding. Yay.
The mayor of Paris is a little bit closer to actually making good on the threat to sue Fox News Channel.
How do you do that all the way from Paris?
Well, they can do it there. For this bullshit reports about these no-go zones in Paris.
I mean, they've got a point, right? Because some of the shit Fox says is inflammatory.
And tourists.
It's dangerous.
There might be some, some idiot in a trailer somewhere watching
Fox, who's like, well I ain't going to Paris now because they got them Muslim no-go zones.
They're peddling
there.
All this fucking misinformation, and they're not. But they're still saying they're news. Even we know that they're quote unquote news.
Right. And again, another report, PolitiFact, last week or
PolitiFact,
something.
PolitiFact, effete liberal.
That by far the most egregious lies and percentage of lies on Fox News.
Yes.
Fox quote news, unquote. The city's lawmakers actually voted the city council to allow their new mayor, Anne Hidalgo, to file a defamation suit against Fox in French courts.
Wait, a defamation suit against your own
against
city?
Fox? No.
Oh, I see.
The city said, go ahead, sue the fuckers.
Because Fox.
To the mayor, yeah.
Because Fox defamed Paris.
Yes. Lawyer says that the channel will be fighting the lawsuit.
Good. This is going to be great.
It says that the decision by the city of Paris to bring legal proceedings against the United States news organization is antithetical to free speech. You can have free speech. You may have consequences for that free speech. They're not going to say take them off the air. They're not going to say tell them they can't say it. But if you say bullshit and you defame somebody or you libel somebody or
pay
you
me.
Slander somebody,
pay me.
You can be sued, you cunts.
Pay
there
me,
can
motherfucker.
Be repercussions for the bullshit you say.
Rupert, open up your fucking wallet. Quit recording our phone calls just for a second. You're going to have to pay off Paris.
Right.
How much does it say? I mean, how do you...
It's not going to go anywhere. You're
defaming the character of a whole city. What is that worth? $1 million? More?
I don't know. I would hope.
Are they suing because their tourism business is being damaged by Fox? Is that what they're afraid of?
That what?
That their tourism business is being damaged because Fox
right.
is poo-pooing them.
And that... It's a prejudiced coverage of the city they're going to sue them for.
You are poo-pooing me.
Shortly after the Fox Channel issued a blanket retraction
right.
for its reports on no-go zones. So they did. Remember that was that one time we all clutched our chests because Fox was actually like three or four different times throughout the day. They said, we said the wrong thing, we apologize.
They must be really scared.
We said the wrong things, we apologize.
The laws in France have to be different. I mean, they must be terrified that they're going to get sued.
Well, I don't know what they can get, like what jurisdiction. Well, probably. I mean, if you're able, they're able to see it there. There must be some kind of deal with the French government that Fox is some kind of entity there. But
right.
you know, and another channel up in Canada, the Fox News of the North, basically Sun News, I think
I
it was
have
called
no idea.
Or something. They were that channel that had a hard time, and the Christian, not the Christian, well, yeah, the Christians too, but the idiot lunatic righties.
In Canada?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize.
They put together a channel.
There's right-wing nut jobs in Canada.
Well, there ain't that many, because the channel just went belly up.
Uh-oh.
It just went belly up, because they had no subscribers. And they were saying that it's the libtard media squashed us.
Oh.
Because, do you remember, they wouldn't put them on basic cable. Because the Canadian government is more into what they allow on TV.
Oh, really?
And they said they can't, there's no, they're not offering any benefit to society.
There's no news.
Right.
No way, Hoser. That's what they said.
So they said, you're an entertainment channel.
Yeah.
We'll put you on, you're not going to go on basic cable.
Right.
And they ended up with like 8,000. I'm not kidding. Like 8,000 people watching.
Oh shit!
8,000.
But
people
in Canada,
watching.
To be fair, there's not that many people up there. So it's so crowded and vast. I mean, not crowded and it's sparse and vast. Correct?
Yeah.
In Canada.
So those fuckers up in Canada, you know, were crowing, like, haha, look at you guys down the idiot Americans. Fox News is the number one channel up here. Nobody watches it.
Yeah, we don't have that problem. Plenty of people like Fox down here. They love it.
Oh, yeah. Those idiots to the north and all their, like, free health care and
yeah.
shit like that.
So dumb.
Those fucking socialists. Join the conversation on the Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all kinds of stuff going on there. We got some more Instagram pictures coming up.
Ooh.
We got a cool neighborhood. Let me take some pictures of it. So go and
go and join the conversation there. Join all of our social media. Share the crabs. Love the crabs. Spread the crabs.
I feel like if you put enough pictures up of our neighborhood on Facebook, people will be able to triangulate where the Tower of Power is from where we transmit right. our signal.
Since it is President's Day.
Yes.
I thought there was an interesting graphic that I saw of the religions of the presidents.
Oh, cool.
There is a religion that by far every more presidents are, and this includes, you know, we're chopping all the Christian sects up
no,
into little
course.
Pieces because obviously nothing other than a Christian yeah. has ever been president.
Well, Barack Obama, he's a Lutheran Muslim, correct?
Oh, I forgot. We didn't count him.
He is Lutheran though.
He identifies as generic Christian now, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He dropped the Lutheran moniker.
The number one, George Herbert Walker Bush, Gerald Ford, FDR, Chester Arthur, Franklin Pierce.
That's right.
Taylor.
Franklin Pierce.
Tyler.
The hottest president.
Harrison, Monroe, Madison, and Washington.
Bueller.
We're all Episcopalians.
Yay. Is that the biggest group?
Yeah.
Okay.
My grandfather was an Episcopalian.
Oh, yeah.
They seem Catholic light. Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, they seem the closest to...
Broads can be priests in the Episcopalian church.
Is that part of their tenets?
Yes, it is.
And the Lord did say,
broads
may now be priests. Or it's more, yeah. Hey, you guys, broads can be priests now.
Go fuck yourself.
Frank Sinatra is God.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
broads can be priests.
Yeah, go
bada
ahead.
Bing, bada boom.
Let her read the Bible and talk to you.
Coming in second are the Presbyterii.
Yay.
Jackson, Polk, Buchanan, Cleveland, Harrison, Wilson, Eisenhower, and Ronald Reagan.
Oh, Reagan was a Presbyterian.
Was.
Fascinating.
With four seats each are the baptized... The Baptists and the Unitarians.
Oh, wow.
Baptists. Harding, Truman, Carter, and Clinton.
Okay.
And
Southerners.
Unitarians. Adams. Q. Adams. John Quincy right. Adams. Fillmore, which sounds like a porn name. And Taft.
Okay.
Were Unitarians.
Taft was a big fat one, correct?
Unitarians are kind of... ambiguous, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of like non-religious types.
They play for both teams.
Taft was large. Generic Christians and Methodists.
Oh, wow.
Have three each.
Okay.
Methodists are Ulysses S. Grant, McKinley, and George W. Bush.
Oh, what a great
group. I thought he went like just generic Christian, but I guess he identifies as a Methodist. Even though
that surprises me.
Dad is Episcopalian.
His dad's not a Southern Baptist?
No.
Yeah.
Episcopalian.
Congratulations.
Christians, Rutherford B. Hayes, Johnson, not Jumbo Johnson, but the Andrew Johnson back
right.
in the 1800s, and Obama. No formal affiliation.
Oh.
Thomas Jefferson, who he was an atheist.
He was an atheist.
He was an
get
atheist.
The fuck
people,
out of here.
Get over it. He was as atheist as they could be in late 1700s.
Right.
And though there is still debate about these exact beliefs, they're going to put him under no formal affiliation. Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
And there's atheist leanings in some of his shit, too.
Oh, really?
Disciples of Christ.
Oh, my God. A creepy sect.
Yeah.
Right?
Garfield and Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know he was...
But Johnson's from a small town, right? In Texas,
yeah,
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. Like, this is something like Disciples of Christ. That's weird, like small-time USA church.
That's weird, yeah. I don't know what those
very
are.
Very strange. They probably wave around snakes.
Dutch Reformed.
Yes. Ooh, my favorite.
Teddy
Dutch.
Roosevelt.
Okay.
And Martin Van Buren.
Hey.
I had a couple of Quakers.
Really? Any Wiccans?
Hoover and Nixon.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting pairing?
Oh, I remember. Nixon was a Quaker.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal about the Vietnam War and all that shit because he's supposed to be a pacifist.
Right, right. How's that work?
I don't know.
One Catholic.
Right. One Catholic.
One
Kennedy.
Catholic.
JFK.
Ding, ding, ding,
blown
ding,
away.
Ding, ding.
What more do I have to say?
And one Congregationalist. was Calvin Coolidge. That's
God,
it.
What the fuck does that mean?
So faith in the White House. Interesting. So nearly half of all the presidents were either Episcopal or Presbyterian.
When will there be an atheist president?
There has been, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
But an out atheist, it's going to be a little minute or two. Yeah. But I don't think all that crazy. I mean, things seem to fall quickly all of a sudden. Like, I mean, who would have thunk?
I still would have. An atheist president's going to be a hard thing.
Who thought black guy before white woman here?
Oh, yeah,
in America.
True.
I would have never.
Really?
Where I grew up?
See,
where
I
you grew up? You could imagine a black guy getting voted in for president before a white woman?
Ah.
The boners they had for that hag in England, Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, the conservative old broad. That's true. Horrible hag who was in bed with Reagan with those idiot policies.
Although, there hasn't been a Jewish president yet.
True.
And if you're from my part of the country, down in Redneckville, USA, I can't imagine anyone voting for a Jewish person. They're just so fucking racist.
Well, they tried.
I mean, not everybody. You know what I mean.
Lieberman could have been a grabber away.
Yeah, Lieberman was not.
And fuck Al Gore for picking Joe Lieberman, by the way, who
conservative.
Is a shitty.
Independent, right?
Horrible Democrat. Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I could see atheists. I'm trying to decide what would be first, an atheist president or a Jewish president. What do you think?
God, Jewish.
Yeah.
But then they're atheist Jews, so that's that whole weird.
How shitty, man. How shitty that it's so hard to not have a white, straight, Christian dude in office. I mean, that's what we like, I guess.
Well, that's one of those famous quotes of John Stewart talking about the Christians and their persecution here in the United States.
You're not persecuted.
There's God on the money, and every single president of the United States since the inception of the United States has been a Christian of one sort or another, except arguably the two non-believers.
And white straight guys are not being marginalized or persecuted either. Every once in a while I see some dipshit straight white male comic get up on stage and be like, man, you used to be able to say this, you used to be able to say that, now you can't anymore, they're taking away all my rights. No, they're not, dummy, you fucking simpleton. You just it's just not acceptable to say what you would normally say anymore, you racist, sexist dickhead.
You racist piece of shit.
Yeah.
God, man, I was going to get to some gun stuff.
And look at the time.
Thank you.
But it's about that time here on Crab Diving Monday. It went
Catch
so quickly today. Whoops. And I even jumped the gun on that. Premature articulation there.
Premature articulation? That's my favorite term ever.
So it should have been this one.
Prematurely articulated.
We'll be here again tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, on Tuesday between 2 p.m.
Liquid you.
4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast.
Yes.
You can also download every show that we do here as a podcast. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to Stitcher. Go to iTunes. Spread the crabs. Love the shit crabs. Share the shit out of the motherfucking crabs.
Right. Join us.
Go to crabdiving.com. All of our links to all of our social media is there and are there. And you can spread the crabs in that manner.
For sure, man.
Don't forget to follow all of us on the Twitter at Crab Diving and Crab Diving Everywhere.
Yeah.
Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy.
Very soon.
Coming up soon. Follow him on the Twitter machine at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And all your crabby needs, everybody, crabdiving.com. We're going to be figuring out how to set up crab diving ministries.
Oh, yeah.
Soon.
We're getting damn out of right
this shit
we
and becoming believers. Yeah. We want to be the Olsteins.
I want some money!
Of Koreatown.
I want a network.
Have a great night, everybody.
Adios.
Back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.